AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. President Biden is on his way to Maui to see the damage from the deadly wildfires. He's also expected to name a federal recovery coordinator. The big cleanup is underway in Southern California from the state's first storm of its kind in nearly a century.
What climate change does in these rain events is it amplifies the rain. Anywhere from 10 to 20% more rainfall comes out of some of these rain events. And obviously in a tropical system, they got a lot of rain to begin with. So that there was a little bit of a amping of this storm with climate change.
ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano in Palm Springs. Former President Trump will not be on stage at this week's presidential debate in Milwaukee, the first of the campaign. He's expected to announce he'll counter-program the event with an interview he's recently done with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Pilots for American Airlines have approved a new contract, which includes an immediate pay increase of more than 21%. The new contract also includes subsequent pay raises each May. This is ABC News. A double whammy for the Lone Star State, an intense heat wave combined with an extended dry spell, is making for a very uncomfortable summer. And while not much can be done about the heat, Texans are finding a way around the drought.
The reservoirs that supply water to Corpus Christi, Texas, have all but dried up, and so the city is restricting lawn watering to once a week. Local gardener Rick Gomez just smiles.
We're at almost 200 gallons, so basically it's
he
just
salvaged a 260-gallon water tank.
I was able to bring it over, put in some plumbing, and put it in a spot that benefited from water that came naturally.
And now he's watering his garden with condensation from his air conditioner unit. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Nissan's recalling more than 236,000 Sentras from 2020 to 2022. The tire rods in the front suspension can break and could cause drivers to lose steering control. Owners should contact dealers if their steering wheel is off center or they feel a vibration. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is awarding grants to county and tribal agencies statewide in an effort to fight opioid and stimulant abuse. A total of $8 million was awarded to three tribal nations and 22 counties Tuesday. DHS officials said awards were based on level of need and services provided by each tribal nation and county. DHS Secretary Designee Kirsten Johnson said improving access to treatment is a critical part of our plan to reduce the hurt and heartbreak caused by the epidemic of problem drug use we're living with statewide. These grants will enable our local partners to remove the financial barriers to effective treatment. A newly proposed bill from State Representative Ron Tussler and State Senator Robert Cowles would make a state parks pass good for a full year based on the month of sale. The bill would delay implementation until 2025 to ensure the State Department of Natural Resources has time to make the necessary IT changes and print new stickers signifying the month of sale. For Civic Media, I'm James Kelly.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Purposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out betterfuturesminnesota.com. That's betterfuturesminnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 85, then tonight cloudy with a low of 72. The Tungi's Palette is a social enterprise business built with purpose and fortified with love. Discover the best peach cobbler in the world at Latungi's Palette, 1400 Park Avenue South in Minneapolis. Visit the website at latungispalette.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're listening to the Matt McNeil Show, and I am not Matt McNeil. I'm Todd Mickelson, sitting in for Matt. Do we know what he's doing today?
He might be participating in a rodeo in Texas.
Oh, is he one of the clowns in the rodeo?
I think even he would get a kick out of that one.
Yeah, so you got me today. Matt will be back tomorrow. And so much going on, so much to talk about. The big news of the day, like Patrick pointed out, that Matt is missing is that you've heard us talking here about Dean Phillips, and that he was talking about possibly running for president. And it seems official that he is not. He said that it takes an awful lot to set up a campaign. You got to hire a lot of people. You got to do a lot of things. And he has not done that. He's still hinting that possibly other people have. So being a little, I don't think he wants to out anybody. But and speculation, who knows? I have no idea where to go with that. But it sounds like Dean Phillips, kind of not in so many words, announcing that he is not going to run for president. He's not going to primary against Joe Biden. Also, an earthquake hits just as a storm is crossing the border. The border's wide open. Now the storms are coming in to California. It looks like in just a little north of L.A., there was and it wasn't serious, but it shook some things up. And just as the first tropical storm in something like 85 years hits South California. So the mess in the GOP, we're going to talk about all that. But I want to talk about something that is not being talked about enough, and it's certainly not understood even by people who are talking about it. And we have a special guest, Dr. Jane Keller. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And again, I want to thank you for telling your story. We're talking about the student loan issue. And I think the misunderstanding is that people think, you know, this is just millennials and Gen Z being big babies trying to, you know, bilch on their student loans, you know, getting out of paying for it. You know, I'm a boomer. I had to pay for my student loan. Why do these young people not have to pay for theirs? Well, the story of Dr. Jane Keller is a big story. I haven't heard it. And so she's gracious enough to come on and tell. So, Jane, tell us about back in the early 90s when you made your decision about going to graduate school.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on and highlighting the old people in our student loan dilemma. It is a huge issue. Many people who took out loans for graduate school and advanced degrees in the 90s are still paying huge amounts of student loans. So I appreciate having a chance to talk about it. And I finished college in St. Mary's in Winona, Minnesota, and graduated in 1998. Was really looking for a career, knew that I wanted to help people, kids and families especially. I was a psychology youth ministry double major from St. Mary's College and decided to pursue graduate school. At the time in the state of Minnesota, they were phasing out the master level provider for psychology. So really the one and only option if you wanted to be reimbursed and pursue license in the state of Minnesota was to pursue your doctorate. So
and you,
that's
you,
what I did. For
and you wanted to be a psychologist, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you went to graduate school for that. You had to take out a loan of approximately $100,000, correct?
I actually took out about $169,000.
Okay.
to pay for a 4-year clinical psychology doctorate.
And that was in 1998, right?
Correct. I started in 1998 and I graduated in 2002. He was hopeful. The field at the time when I started in the 90s, there was a lot of opportunity and promise for a doctoral level clinician. What it did not prepare me for was managed care and insurance rate reimbursements. And so I remember seeing a lot of the allure and the what I could make salary. And that's what graduate school was based on and my loans were based on, is what kind of salary and job you could get after you achieved the degree.
Right. And then... And by the way, I want to, the value of a dollar in 1998 compared to today is like $1 is worth $1.87. So $100,000 is $187,000, the equivalent. And so you basically were taking a loan for what today would have been over $200,000. And you understood that if you went through this part of the education, you could get licensed at a level where you felt comfortable making enough money to easily pay off that loan. Correct?
Correct.
Right. And what was another change that happened having to do with insurance covering psychological issues?
Well, the insurance companies, managed care came in and basically negotiated rates for reimbursement through insurance, which were much, much lower than a private pay rate that you could get through any other form. So I knew that I wanted to work with kids and families. I knew that, kids and families in all situations cannot do private pay in very few situations. So it was really determined by what negotiations happened between the agencies and the insurance company, which, ended up being about half of the amount that my graduate school pretty brochure promised was a salary that we could have made, upon graduation. So the amount of loan that I took out versus what I was able to make as a therapist and a clinician working with kids and families, there was a huge discrepancy.
Right. So
there were some psychologists at that time who were industrial psychologists and some, you know, organizational psychologists who could have made that money and probably did make that money.
Mm-hmm.
We all went to the same program. We specialized in different things. We all paid the same fee and to the program. But working with kids and family and dedicating, you know, my career towards kids on the autism spectrum and attachment disordered kids, and those are not the high paying jobs of the psychological world.
Right. So basically, people like that could have used insurance. When you went into your graduate school, it was understood that people like that would have a much higher level of assistance to be right. your patient. And then by the time you got out of school, that had changed. And so way less people would be able to even afford to be able to be your patient. So you just basically right. couldn't have enough patients. I'm not saying you don't have patients. No, I'm kidding. So you were just simply unable to earn what you thought you were going to earn, and now you can't afford your student loan payments. And you're not a millennial or a Gen Z person. You're in your 50s.
I'm much closer to 60 than I am 50, and I have made payments. My student loans are 20 years old. I met the 20 mark in April of repayment. And you know, it's a sad situation where, you know, one of my loans, my original principal, was $101,000 that I took out over that time, and my total accrued interest is $91,572, 20 years in on this process of repaying my student loan.
So you've only gone down $9,000 in 20 years out of $100,000, correct?
Correct.
Right. So correct. So basically, you're going to have to live to be 560 years old to be able to pay at this rate. Yeah, and so, you know, people are kind of the reason that I wanted to talk about this was because the argument on the other side of Biden trying to tackle this incredibly difficult subject, the argument against it is that the young people are trying to, you know, dupe the system, buck the system. But in reality, the system has bucked you, and you're in an impossible situation. And you're not a young person, and you're never going to be able to pay this off. And so,
correct.
So, you know, at least now there were other rules, and we're going to take a short break, and I hope you can stay a few more minutes after the break.
Sure.
Okay. There were a few more rules that were changed, and Dr. Jane Keller knows a lot about this, both what happened during the Trump administration and the Biden administration. She knows more about what Biden is trying to do for this than anyone that I've talked to. And I think that the message needs to get out more, because this is a much more important subject than what is the level that it's being talked about or the level that people know about what's going on within it. So let's take a short break. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show, talking to Dr. Jane Keller. We'll be right back.
Do you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance.
working hard for you.
No matter if you're eating out or cooking something at home, EatLocalMinnesota.com has you covered with a list of locally owned restaurants and food purveyors. Locally owned Vinaigrette has been offering the finest olive oil and vinegar since 2009. Reintroduce yourself to all the many flavors by tasting before you buy. From darker white balsamic to cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil from all over the world, there is something for everyone. Vinaigrette, located at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, or at VinaigretteMN.com. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Enjoy the fantastic food like their pizzas, burgers, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, their wildly popular outdoor patio, great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wah!
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Todd Mickelson on the synthesizer and on the show today for the Matt McNeil Show. And we've got a special guest on the line, Dr. Jane Keller. We're talking about the fact that she took out a student loan that because she wanted to be a psychologist and help families and kids. And so she went to graduate school specializing in that type of education. She had to take out a student loan. At the time, she would have been able to get a salary that would make her be able to afford to pay off the student loan. And things changed with insurance rules and things like that, so that it kind of totally, you know, inhibited her ability to get enough patients to be able to afford to pay back the student loan. And now, not only can she not really afford to pay back the student loan, she can't afford to work in the line of work that she wanted to do. Is that correct, Dr. Keller?
Well, it's complicated because when you start talking about paying back your student loans, and I just want to say I paid back my undergraduate student loan debt, going to, you know, St. Mary's College, I paid that back while I was in graduate school, so I took care of that as I was also, you know, working and going to graduate school. And as you start your career and you work, there's different options to pay your student loan, and so an income-based repayment plan is one option, and many different lenders have given me a lot of different information, but the income-based repayment plan that I signed up for and was working with was based on my income. It was based on the salary that I was making in my career, which seemed very fair. My student loans, my salary. Unfortunately, during the Trump administration, the rules changed and the income-based repayment plan was no longer based on my income, but it was based on our joint income. If you file joint taxes, then you paid the joint income, which my husband, you know, luckily has had a good paying job and is able to make money, and so, you know, my payments for my student loan almost tripled in comparison when we added his income.
Right.
And so basically whatever I was making in my career was going towards my student loan payment.
Right.
And that is very discouraging.
Yeah. Yeah.
to work with in the field and to have to, it's really a hard job, and it's a really, I loved it, but it takes a lot out of you, and it's to see every penny that I made go to my student loans didn't really give me a lot of satisfaction.
Right. And now your husband is basically on the line to pay your student loan, you know, or at least, you know, it cuts into his income.
Yeah.
And so the Biden administration, they have been trying to change that back, correct?
One of the most important things that the Biden administration has done is looked at the private lenders, because, of course, my loan, I pulled out a huge manila. I have a 4-inch file folder of the history of the last 20 years of my student loan and the different servicers and private companies that they've been sold to. And one of the things that the Biden administration has done, which is a huge benefit to many of us, is they have gone and really started to push hard on these private servicers and saying they were not transparent in how they conveyed different policies to us, the borrower. One of the things that Navient did as someone who bought my loan, I think the third or fourth person who bought my consolidated loan, they were very generous and helpful if you were having an economic issue. I got laid off. I had kids, you know, so I wasn't able to make my promised student loan. So they made it quite easy to file for a deferment or a forbearance. What they never disclosed at that point was when those deferments or forbearances were approved quite easily, your clock for repaying your student loan started over. So you buy income-based repayment means that I'll make 20 years of payments, and at the end of that 20 years, my loans will be forgiven in full. The Biden administration and huge Elizabeth Warren is a champion for this, you know, really pursued Navient, and they did settle without being sued to disclose that, yes, it was not transparent. They were not forthcoming with their borrowers that, yes, you can qualify for this deferment, but it means the last 10 years of payments are not going to count towards your total of 20-year payments. So I started over 3 or 4 times, not understanding, and never disclosed that my term of paying back started when I started paying it back again after a deferment or a forbearance.
Right. So you take a deferment, say 15 years into your loan, you think then you only have 5 years left, but in reality you have disqualified yourself without them telling you how it worked. So now, instead of only having 5 years left, it's back to 20 years again.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
And
so what the Biden administration is doing now, which is the most recent lawsuit appeal just got overturned, thank goodness, is the U.S. Department of Education is going back through our loans and looking at our months in deferment, our months in forbearance, and they are counting those months towards either a 20 or 25-year forgiveness period, which is what we originally signed up for. So they're undoing, this is the first time in 20 years I've had a glimmer of hope, Todd, that it is possible that maybe when I get my Social Security, I will not also be paying my student loan. There's a slight hopeful little around the corner, if this goes through, that I'm going to be very close to 25 years of repayment of this loan, and the rest of the principal and interest would be forgiven at that point if no one else goes to block it. And, you know, there's many, many things that have happened in this process that the other side seems to really be adamant about.
Yes, and
not wanting this to be taken care of.
That's all the more reason why we got to really turn out and vote. We need to keep the country in the hands of the Democratic Party, because the Republican Party's not working for us. They're working for the large companies like this company that you're talking about. And it's just, you know, so your loan ends up being forgiven anyway. So they stop getting paid by you anyway. Now, they can afford that because they're overcharging everybody in interest. But at the same time, you know, what good does that do? Wouldn't it be better? It's kind of like what I say. Why do the large corporations spend so much money lobbying to keep taxes down? Why don't they just take that lobbying money and pay it in taxes, and then we can all have a new road? It's the same as this. You know, school is not affordable for most Americans anymore, and we need it to go the other way. So it's good to hear these things that the Biden administration is doing. I really, you know, we need to talk about it more. So again, I thank you very much, Dr. Jane Keller, for calling in and telling your story. I know it's not a fun story to tell, and it doesn't feel good. And so I very much appreciate that you're putting yourself out there. I know you wrote on your Facebook page to kind of get this started. That's where I found you. And I just thought it was a really fascinating story to tell, and but not a fun one for you to tell. So thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome. I so appreciate having a little bit of a voice in this whole process. And I really, it's vital that people understand the complexity for the older student loan borrowers, because there are millions of us that are dedicated to our career and just trying to do the best that we can do for the people that we serve. And nobody's really looking out for us. No.
And I think Elizabeth Warren would probably like to speak to you as well, and maybe have you testify in Washington, D.C. sometime when they're working on this. Well, you took the first step here on the radio.
Yeah,
so,
thank but you for giving me the voice.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We need to take another break. Thanks again, Dr. Jane Keller, for telling her story. And we're going to take a short break and come back on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kirk.
I'm Chad Larson.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Your hosts for Searching for Service. Tune in to Rotary's influential show and podcast, sharing touching stories of service locally and abroad.
We bring you weekly guests that connect, inform, and inspire our listeners on all things service.
We highlight diverse service opportunities that appeal to both Rotarians and people driven to serve in their communities.
Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcast. It's time
to stop searching
and start serving.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood restaurant in the Whittier neighborhood at 26th and Lindale. Nightingale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Plus, they still have takeout and delivery. Their menu has lots of delicious options like the famous Nightingale burger and fries, ginger tamari chicken wings, smoked chicken liver pate, and more. They're open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with their full menu until midnight. So make the friendly neighborhood Nightingale your go-to restaurant in South Minneapolis. Place an order, make a reservation, and more at nightingalempls.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 85, then tonight cloudy with a low of 72. The Tunji's Palette is a social enterprise business built with purpose and fortified with love. Discover the best peach cobbler in the world at Latunji's Palette, 1400 Park Avenue South in Minneapolis. Visit the website at latunjispalette.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil show for one day, and Matt will be back tomorrow. And we were just talking to special guest Dr. Jane Keller about her student loan issues. This now, student loans stay with you for the rest of your life, most people. And the Republicans, they try and tell us all that they want us to keep more of our own money. But they take away more of our own money. You heard her tell the story about how the Trump administration changed the rules that raised her student loan payments three times higher than they were. It tripled her student loan payment. And it makes it so that, I mean, you're just never going to be able to pay it back. It's going to be on your back for the rest of your life because of all the rules that have been changed over the last 20 or 25 years on student loans. Young people, you know, I mean, you have to be rich to be able to go to any schooling after high school. And if you want to play sports in high school, you got to be kind of rich too, because funding's been cut. Now, I talk about being exposed to the school systems through my daughter, who's now 20, and much better education than I got. The schools, as far as educating kids, are far better than when I was going to school. They put a lot of the thing I hated was, even though I was really good at math, I could do math in my head, I could understand it really well, the way that they taught it in school just didn't jive with me. And it's funny because my daughter kind of has that same weird math in your head thing that I have, but they adjust things for different types of learning in modern day schools. So, you know, you hear, again, Republicans saying that public schools are horrible. They want to get rid of public schools is what they want. They want everything to be privatized so that, you know, they can direct the money to all of the private organizations, including charter schools and things like that. Public schools, they don't have enough money. They're keeping up with the education part, still could do a lot better as far as disparities, again, between poor kids and rich kids. But the thing is that I noticed is that when I went to school, I was in marching band. It was one of the only, I might have dropped out of school in junior high or high school if I wasn't able to play the drums in the marching band. My daughter's school doesn't have a marching band. There's just not enough money for something like that. And she got into basketball and softball. If she would have got into hockey, it would have been even more. But we had to buy a bat and a helmet and, any of the stuff, the uniforms, the shoes, the everything. And that stuff is expensive. They don't just make cheap baseball bats. So we could afford it, but there were a lot of kids who just couldn't. They couldn't afford to play sports, especially something like hockey. They want to play, but they can't afford it because their parents have to buy all of their equipment. The school used to provide all that stuff when I was a kid. I had to play football, and I didn't want to play football, but I didn't have to buy my own helmet. I was horrible at football. I made one tackle that I remember, and it was the guy had gotten, it was on a kickoff, and the guy, they put me on the end because I was the worst guy on the team, and the guy got through everybody, and I was the only one standing between him and the end zone. And I did what they told you, and I just put my head down into his stomach, and he came down. It almost broke my neck. Yeah, I didn't really want to play football. I just lived in a school where if you didn't play sports, you were ostracized from having any friends as well. So I played baseball, scared to death of baseball. You know, when you're a young kid, you know, you're 10 years old, and you're made to stand in front of another 10-year-old kid throwing the ball as fast as he can. I was terrified. So, yeah, I was horrible at sports, except hockey. I was pretty good at that. Anyway, what we're talking about is student loans. I also have two nephews that are in their 20s. One of them is getting married, man, I think in like 2 weeks, something like that. And they bought a house. But it was really difficult for them to buy a house. And I think if they hadn't bought it right at the moment they did, I don't think they could have afforded to do it because the housing market went crazy again. I don't think they could have afforded certainly the house that they have. And they have a modest house. It's a nice house. It's got a nice yard and a nice neighborhood. But it was really nerve-wracking and difficult. And, you know, they both have decent jobs, working at something that they like, which is good because most people can't do that either. But it's just so much more difficult for young people to just live normal lives, you know, modest, normal lives. And if something goes wrong with your car, you can't afford to fix it. You know, everything's on a shoestring. And although our economy is doing really well on paper, you know, it's still doesn't feel that way to an awful lot of Americans. And a big part of it is this student loan problem. You know, the young people aren't able to contribute to the economy because they can't afford to, because they're paying so much money in their student loans. You know, they can't go out to eat. So they're not supporting restaurants. They can't buy tons of extra stuff, so they're not supporting the businesses that sell or make those things. They're a lot housing. Very few of them can afford to get into housing. So although our economy on paper is doing well, all the numbers are coming in well, and there's a lot of good things going on with that, and the Biden administration really is to blame for a lot of that. I mean, our economy is doing way better than the rest of the world at this point. And he started with a catastrophe, not just because we went through a pandemic that would have possibly not happened if Trump had not become president. I fully think that there was a really good chance that COVID would have been contained in China had China not kicked out all of our inspectors because they knew Trump didn't even know what was going on. It could have been, over here in the United States, it could have felt like SARS felt 20 years ago, where it sounded scary, but it was going on the other side of the planet, and it never came here. There's a really good chance COVID could have done that. But no, we had a pandemic, and a million and a half Americans dead. Going to talk a little bit about that and how that affected the Republican Party, which just makes it even more crazy. it's funny, not funny story, but also, you know, so I mentioned when Dr. Keller was on the line that the Republicans seem to not be working for the people. They only seem to be working for the large corporations, I'm including in that the companies that hold the student loans that are making people pay back their student loans. The Trump administration changed the rules to make it extremely much more difficult to pay your student loan. Her student loan went up three times more than what it was before that rule got changed. And the Biden administration is making changes to change that back. Because the Biden administration and Democrats are trying to work for the people. And Republicans are becoming more and more smug about things. This is a story in the Minnesota Reformer, one of our favorite sources of news. U.S. Representative Brad Finstead of Minnesota's 1st Congressional District is 4 days past the deadline to file his 2022 financial disclosure report to the House clerk. In actuality, it's 94 days because the Southern Minnesota Republican back in May requested a 90-day extension to file his 2022 financial disclosure, and he was granted a new date of August 13th. So it's actually more than 4 days now because this was written last Thursday. But as of last Thursday, he has not yet submitted his report. Of course, Finstead's office did not immediately respond to the Reformer's inquiry about the tardy disclosure. If he submits his report over 30 days past the due date, Finstead will be subject to a $200 fine. So, you know, you think he can afford a $200 fine? He's just, you know, flipping off all of the rules. That's what Republicans are doing more and more. This is money related. The left-leaning government watchdog group Accountable U.S. in a statement said Finstead's failure to submit his report on time is concerning. Recent reporting shows members of Congress trading on investments even as they acquire information often not available to the general public. Finstead last August won a special election for the seat after the death of U.S. Representative Jim Hagedorn. He won again in the November general election. In his financial disclosure form as a candidate last year, Finstead reported receiving $60,000 as executive director of the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association and $20,000 as an owner member of the agronomy company Frontier Labs. Finstead listed a number of assets but didn't report any capital gains. His assets include Finstead Farms, valued between $1 million and $5 million, and Frontier Labs, also valued between $1 and $5 million. Prior to becoming a congressman, Finstead was the Minnesota USDA Rural Development Director during the Trump administration. What do you got to hide, Brad? What are you hiding from your constituents? Why are you not giving your report? It's supposed to be required, but Republicans don't care. What is he hiding? Is he hiding that he made extra money and he's doing favors for the different entities that he works within? You know, he's part owner of Frontier Labs. And Minnesota Turkey Growers Association, and he's got farms. I assume they're probably grow turkeys. And he was in rural development, USDA rural development before that. Is he doing favors for his own businesses in Washington, D.C.? Is that what he's covering up? We have to get money out of politics. And I really think that Congress people should not be allowed to invest in Wall Street. You know, pay to play. Quid pro quo. It's all over the place. This is a Minnesota U.S. representative who's just completely thumbing his nose at the rule of law because he's hiding something from his constituents. Yeah. Brad Finstead. Brad, if you're listening, give me a call. 952-946-6205. Maybe you'll reveal here on AM 950 why you're thumbing your nose at the rule of law. Anyway, we got to take a break. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Believe it or not, barely a month from now, the kids will be back in school. So while you're getting some fresh looks for your kids before they head back, make sure to get a fresh look for your home, too, with my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Carpets, tile, rugs, upholstery, basically every surface in your home can be Zero Resified, so it's time to call the cleaning pros at Zero Res. It's also the height of the summer allergy season, so it's the perfect time to get your air ducts cleaned. Get that nasty pollen and dust that's been swirling through your air conditioner out of your home. This month from Zero Res, get 3 rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129 and take $75 off an air duct cleaning. You owe it to yourself, your kids, and your home to get the fall off to a good start. Call Zero Res today, 952-ZERO-RES, or schedule an appointment at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Zero Res, backward or forward, spells the same.
Hey, it's Tom. Going solar is a great way to save on energy costs. By using the sun to power your house, you can feel good about an investment that will last for years. All Energy Solar is a locally trusted turnkey solar installer that's been around since 2009. They provide custom designs and quality installations of solar panel systems that work for your energy needs. One of the best parts about going solar is it's an investment that can pay for itself. Your system can pay back 100% of the installation cost in as little as 8 years. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar can pay back over 300% of its cost over its lifetime. There's also many tax incentives and rebates available, and the experts at All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process to make sure you're saving as much as possible. So go green, both financially and environmentally, with All Energy Solar. Get a free, no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com.
Don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue. Scott Jamama's offers huge taste out of a little place. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicolet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis, this tiny hole in the wall offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. Don't forget to add the potato salad, spicy baked beans, twice-baked potatoes, and delicious desserts. Find their hours and full menu at scottjamamas.com.
Oh, no. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. On AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Crazy story about how desperate and scared Republicans are getting. We're going to talk a lot about how they're dooming themselves in many different ways. Some of it's pretty hilarious, although all of it is still very sad. But, you know, if it wasn't sad, it would just be absolutely hilarious. But here's what kind of fear is this showing? Matt Gaetz has introduced a resolution in the House to censure U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. She's the one who is the judge in the case, the big one. I mean, the Georgia one is big, too. This is the other big one. Well, so is the other one. There's 3 major ones, and then another one having to do, there's a lot. There's his company is likely to be put out of business in a hearing that's coming up in early next year. He is running out of money. So Judge Tanya Chutkan is the judge overseeing the January 6th Capitol riot. You know, they don't have titles, but, you know, his many, many charges in that case. He's got 91 charges now total. And that's just this stuff. He's being sued by tons of people constantly. But yeah, not only is Matt Gaetz introduced a resolution to censure the judge, but then after they censure her, he wants an investigation. His friend Gymnasium Jordan, he wants to investigate Judge Tanya Chutkan. Don't you usually investigate first and then you find why you're able to censure somebody? It's all a dog and pony show. They're desperately just trying to put on a show for their base. I think they all know that they're gonna. It's going to be a bloodbath for them in the 2024 election. And we're going to talk more about that as well in the next hour. But this is the kind of absolute stupidity they're doing. They're still talking about Hunter, trying to. I mean, the talk has gotten a little less because they're all on summer break. And I think the Republicans are really glad that they're on summer break because all of these things going on with Donald Trump, who now is going to have to come in and go into a jail and get ink on his fingers and probably get measured and weighed. That'll probably all be revealed because he's being booked the way anybody else would be booked this time. And I think the Republicans are glad that they're not walking around in the Capitol because they would just be, you know, constantly being asked questions about that. And so I think they need a break more than we do. But Matt Gaetz, the actual resolution is just so ridiculous if you read through the whole thing, accusing her of all of this political bias and accusing her of using her bench to be politically biased, accusing her of using her political bias to sentence people. Again, sticking up for people. This is the Republicans sticking up for the rioters, sticking up for the people who were trying to overthrow the country. We're also going to talk about a very interesting story about the sentencing recommendations for the Proud Boys. Speaking of people trying to overthrow the country that the Republicans want to stick up for. So just an absolutely desperate, scared, but they don't care if 99% of the country thinks that they're desperate and scared. They're just desperately trying to keep their base engaged. They know there's not enough of their base to win any elections, but I think they're getting scared that they're going to lose their base. And yeah, that leads to the bloodbath of 2024 that we'll talk about in the second hour of the Matt McNeil Show. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Paul Metza. Honored to tell you I've been broadcasting my Wall of Power radio hour show on AM 950 for over 9 years. We have had musicians that have played with Bob Dylan and Prince, local musicians, authors, comedians, CIA agents. My motto is cool people from all walks of life in all 50 states. It airs every Saturday night at 6 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards taking control of your health and well-being? I'm Candy Broffel, host of Green Tea Conversations. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I sit down with the local experts who are bridging the gap between mainstream medicine and complementary therapies. Each week, we explore topics in integrative medicine, nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living. So grab a cup of tea and...
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB.